This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, and welcome to ENN on this Monday evening in New York City on the Michael Kay Show.
Hello.
And, of course, I'd like to give a shout-out to our dearest of friends at the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Football.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
I'm sorry that I'm passionate.
So here's what we're going to do. I think we're going to start, if you guys are comfortable, with the Kobe Memorial. We'll go through that, go through the important cuts for people who missed today. Obviously, most people were working and didn't see. And then we'll get to some more fun stuff. What are your thoughts?
Sure, sounds great.
Everyone's comfortable with it?
I would like to apologize, though.
What?
Edith called in earlier, and we were in the middle of something, and we never got to her. We haven't heard from Edith in a while, so Edith, call back.
Oh, no. You did that to Edith?
We were just in the middle of, like, Don insulting the entire EMS community. And
EMT.
No.
All right. Well, shout out to Edith. We love you. So let's go to Los Angeles, the Staples Center, where they had the Kobe Gianna Memorial today. And let's first hear from, and I will tell you right now, this is going to be a tough 23 seconds if you have not heard it yet. Let's hear from Vanessa Bryant.
He was thoughtful and wrote the best love letters and cards. And Gigi had his wonderful ability to express her feelings into paper and make you feel her love through her words. She was thoughtful like him. They were so easy to love. Everyone naturally gravitated towards them. They were funny, happy, silly, and they loved life.
Earlier in the show, we played the end of her comments, which I'll leave off now and let you find them on your own. It's incredibly touching and emotional and frankly very difficult to listen to. But I will tell you what an incredible human being Vanessa Bryant is. Her ability to, no one would have faulted her if she didn't get one word out that was, you know, understandable. And she was coherent and cohesive and thoughtful and emotional and perfect. She just really was perfect.
Showed incredible strength. I mean, when you talk at the passing of anybody that you're close with, you get all choked up. I mean, this is in front of 20,000 people and how untold millions are on the world watching. And yeah, she choked up some, but she got the words out. She was amazing.
She really was absolutely amazing. And there's sometimes people do things during these moments that you never think they'd be capable of, and they absolutely blow your mind. Another moment that really surprised people was Michael Jordan, how candid he was and how honestly he talked about his close relationship with Kobe. Michael, his face covered in tears, struggling to get through it throughout his speech. But here's Kobe talking about – I mean, here's Michael talking about Kobe's obsession with improving.
I went and saw Phil Jackson in 1999 or maybe 2000. I don't know when Phil was here in L.A., and I walk in and Kobe's sitting there. And the first thing, I'm in a suit. First thing Kobe said, did you bring your shoes? No, I wasn't thinking about playing. But his attitude to compete and play against someone he felt like could enhance and improve his game. To me, that's what I loved about the kid. Absolutely loved about the kid. No matter where he saw me, it was a challenge. And I admired him because his passion, you rarely see someone who's looking and trying to improve each and every day.
One of the things I really found interesting about what Jordan said was he kept referring to him as the kid.
Yeah.
You know, that stuck out to you, mm-hmm. right? That to him, you know, Kobe – died at 41 years old, obviously way too young, but without a doubt a grown man. And but to Michael, he was this kid who wanted to be just like him. And Michael ended up having a really light moment that really was needed. And again, Michael, not the guy you expect for emotion, and certainly not the guy you expect for humor either. And then this moment happened.
Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the next. I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years.
So really, really amazing to see Michael Jordan in that way.
Peter and I both saw it at the same time because when Michael was talking, it was when the show began, our show began. And when I looked up before I alerted you to look up,
mm-hmm.
I said, well, that looks just like the crying meme.
You thought that?
It looked just like the crying meme, the angle that I was looking at. And then you realize that's not the crying meme. He's talking right now.
And then he turns it into the – it was a great job out of Jordan. Really just – I just – taken aback to see him that way. Here's a story from Gino Auriemma telling a story about Kobe at the memorial.
And how ironic that he would talk to me about coaching. The uncoachable one wants to talk about coaching. Probably the most uncoachable player in the NBA during his career wants to know about coaching. And I wanted to know why. He said, I'm coaching my daughter's team. I said, oh my God. That poor kid. So when I watched highlights of her playing, and on about the third or fourth time she touched the ball, Gianna passed it when she was open. I thought, she's not listening to her father.
Have you seen, there's been a video going around of Kobe in like a, it looks like a classroom of sorts, teaching the team.
Like, no, I didn't
see
it.
It's like a 2.5 minute video that I've seen moving around the internet of him just taking questions from the kids after a game that they had in which they played. The team played really well. And he talked about how much they improved versus the time they played the same team last year. And listening to Kobe, the coach of, 12-year-old girls is just like, he's such a vastly different person than the person we saw on the court. And lastly, let's hear from Shaq. His message to Kobe.
Mamba, you were taken away from us way too soon. Your next chapter of life was just beginning, but now it's time for us to continue your legacy. You said yourself that everything negative, pressure, challenges, is all an opportunity for me to rise. So we now take that sage advice to now rise from anguish and begin with the healing. Just know that we got your back, little brother. I'll look after things down here. I'll be sure to teach Natalia, Bianca, and Baby Capri all your moves, and I promise I will not teach them my free throw techniques.
There was just the right amount of levity to not make it seem so tough to deal with, and obviously the right amount of seriousness to realize the gravity of the situation. It was very well done.
And to think about the icons that were there, from Jordan to Russell to West to Steph, to Kyrie, to, it went, obviously Adam Silver, Alicia Keys performed, Beyonce performed. I mean, again, we've been saying this since it happened, edging near a month ago. We've never seen anything like this.
Did you see Bill Russell went to the Laker game? I guess it was on Sunday.
Against the Celtics.
Yeah, and wore a Laker jersey.
Yeah.
That's the only person, I'm always a Celtic fan, but today I just wanted to honor Kobe. He wore number 24, a Laker jersey.
And of course, the Lakers beat the Celtics 114-112 in a great game yesterday. Also, on the Kobe Bryant front, Vanessa Bryant will be suing the helicopter operator for the deaths of her husband and daughter. It's a wrongful death lawsuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court. She said that the pilot was careless and negligent by flying in those conditions on January 26th and should have aborted the flight that killed all 9 people aboard. So the lawsuit names Island Express Helicopters and, the pilot's representatives or successor. So We'll see how that plays out as well. Dwayne Wade had his jersey retired by the Heat over the weekend. And let's hear from D. Wade.
Kobe said the most important thing is to try to inspire others so they can be great in whatever they choose to do. I hope I've inspired all of you. Thank you for making me a part of your legacy. Please know you are a huge part of mine. God bless you all. Heat Nation. I love you.
D-Wade really will go down, you know, as one of the most closely associated players of the franchise of all time. Wouldn't you say? In the NBA?
Well, I mean, he did play in other places. Ended up playing with Cleveland. Because he brought them their first championship, the two with LeBron. Yeah, he's up there.
Now, who would be in the conversation?
Larry Bird.
Lonzo Mourning? Are you saying just the Heat or just
no, any? No, I believe his association with the Heat, I'm not saying it's up there in the top two or three, but he's one of those guys now who is a forever player with an organization.
Jerry West.
Even though he played other places.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, the LeBron rings, also the Shaq ring.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a part of that for that. And by the way, you bring it up all the time, but you're so right to bring it up. The job that Riley's done in Miami, how good they are consistently. Here they are again. They're just always good. No matter what happens,
and
they retool. And Spoelstra
needs a pat on the back, too. I mean, it looks so easy to say, oh, well, yeah, he won those championships because the players that he had. But you know, he stuck around there
and
still now
good.
Doesn't have the players, and they're still a playoff team. So he deserves a lot of
and
credit.
And also, let's be honest, the jerseys they have in Miami are tremendous. They're alternate, the Miami Vice alternate jerseys they have.
I like those.
I love those. I think of all the attempts people make at weird alternates, I think the Heat stuff is fantastic.
You almost think that should be the main one.
I know. I kind of do think that.
Nah, good. Go with it. If you feel that way, you should.
All right. I'll think about it. Steph Curry has been cleared for contact, and he's reportedly targeting a March 1st return, which is around the corner. He participated in his first scrimmage since breaking his left hand on October 30th. So March 1st has always been the date, and Steph says he's sticking with that date.
And Clay is not going to play this year.
No, Clay's done for the year.
Right.
Michael mentioned it earlier, but bad news for Joe Burrow. He supposedly has little, tiny, sad hands.
Oh, I didn't see the sad part.
I think Peter added the commentary.
Oh.
He was measured at just 9 inches from his pinky to his thumb, which makes him tied for the smallest among first-round quarterbacks measured at the combine since 2008.
Do we have a ruler here? I'd like to give the measurements of all three of us we're going to comment on this.
I'm the ruler here.
Mine's going to be
the one guy that can't throw a football.
I can throw a football.
No, not well.
What are you kidding me? Yeah. I have small hands, but I can throw a football.
You're not known for your spirals.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you see what Burrow tweeted out, right?
Yeah, tell us what he tweeted again.
Considering retirement after I was informed the football will be slipping out of my tiny hands, please keep me in your thoughts. Now, Patrick Mahomes then retweeted that and said, my small hands are doing all right so far. I believe in you. And then three crying emojis.
Yeah, because he was only a quarter of an inch bigger, right?
That's it.
I wonder how big the distance really can go. Like,
I don't think we should comment if we're not at least over 9.
I'm not going to be 9. Don, you could be 9.
I think Michael is.
Let me see.
I don't think I'm even the.
I saw Andrew run out of the room, so maybe we'll come back with a rule.
I'm not going to be in good shape. I can tell you that right now. And I can throw a beautiful spiral.
You know what they say about small hands, right?
Small gloves.
Small gloves. He really is taking my lines, isn't he? What's happened to him over the last week? Insulting the EMT workers and...
Why do you... See, you keep forwarding that narrative hoping that you're going to make something. You defended me live.
And
but
now you want to
done
get,
all of your work. Andrew is coming into the room now, so we're going to get measurements here as Peter continues.
No, I'm not going to continue. I'm going to love it. Let's play this out. But right. Andrew, you're going to have to measure for him. I don't think he can do it himself. Let's do Don's measurement here as the Michael K. Show combine begins. We're going to be looking to measure from the extend as far. You have to extend, right?
Yeah, he's extending.
He's extending?
I do well.
I'm extending exactly 9.
Exactly 9.
Exactly 9.
That's bad news for me, I think. I don't like where this is going to go.
Flatten
it out.
Mike, he's holding a peach.
No.
And it's not a possibility that Beltran was helping the Yanks.
Eight and a half.
Oh my God! That should be.
I have small hands.
Yeah, but you're a big person.
I understand. I have small hands.
This is worrisome. Really.
So you wouldn't punch somebody in the face? You'd stab them.
No.
In the face with
my
your tiny fists.
My hands are very strong.
Hold on. Hold me a second. No, I'm extending.
I can see. It's like 8¾.
Oh, bang bang. God. Beat me.
Michael's the smallest hands here and the biggest eye. I'm almost at 9. I'm right there with you, Don. I'm right behind you.
You realize the President of the United States has small hands, too.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's awesome.
The fact that we know this shows you that it's not a good thing. It's not one of the things people talk about him in a great way. You know, he's a fine businessman, love his hotels, tiny hands.
That's why I knew when I saw it on the bottom line this weekend that it wasn't a good thing that Burrow's hands are 9 inches.
You're saying the standard's been set. Small hands.
But I figured the fact that it made news.
I think my head is 7½. So I barely beat the size of my head.
With your hand?
Yeah.
Wow, this is thrilling information and shocking all at the same time. Hey, Don, do you want to catch us up on the...
Why didn't Andrew measure his own hands? He's part of the group. I think RJ's going to come in at 7.
No, because I've had it.
Andrew's now trying.
Andrew, you can't measure on... Measure RJ's
this
first.
This is hilarious.
It's not fair.
Andrew tried
it's
to...
It's not fair.
RJ, give me a hand.
Let's see. You just want to embarrass
Palm
RJ.
Up.
He's just hoping RJ's smaller
Palm
than him.
Up. I
hope RJ...
I have to have somebody
I hope RJ's bigger than yours. That would be so great.
It's 10.
RJ's a 10. I don't see it.
RJ's 11.
RJ throws the ball like a man.
They're not hands. They're flippers.
Let's see. Are you serious?
What do you got, RJ?
I've been told 8⅓.
You happy?
No, I'm not. He's a foot shorter than me.
Wait, he's bigger than you? No, he's smaller than you.
Yeah, he's smaller.
You're 8½.
Yeah.
And he's 8⅓.
Yeah.
Now, RJ, will you measure Andrew?
Andrew's a big man.
By the way, this whole thing could be heard the wrong way. I just like to say.
Oh, that's what we're
doing. You can't join us in the middle.
You join in the middle of this measurement contest. Let's see. I think Andrew looks massive.
Oh, he's got a huge, huge hand.
Let's see.
About 8¾.
Right.
So if you joined in the middle and thought the worst, you'd be very impressed with the show.
Yeah, nothing to sneeze at.
Pretty impressive. Michael sitting here feeling bad about himself at 8½.
Somebody on radio saying, why ain't I watching on television right now?
This would be so good for, yes.
The nudes are back.
So, Don, you want to fill us in on what happened with this Rangers car accident over the weekend?
Well, I guess it was late, like 8:30 Sunday night in Brooklyn. Igor Shesterkin was driving a car with Pavel Buchnevich as his passenger. From what John Davidson said, the president of the Rangers, a car in front of them made a U-turn. And I guess there was a collision. And the airbags were deployed. They both had their seatbelts on. Pavel was shooken up, but nothing was wrong with him. He was released from the hospital immediately. Igor Shesterkin has a non-displaced fracture of a rib. He's going to be evaluated within the next 2 weeks. So I think there's a chance that he could be done for about 3-4 weeks because they'll evaluate them, and then we'll see if he's able to play beyond that. So when you look at the grand scheme of things, I guess everything's okay, and they do lose Shesterkin for at least 2 weeks, but you hear car accident and you hear that the airbag's deployed, you start thinking the worst, but it looks like they both came out of it relatively okay.
Well, big news over the weekend also, the Kreider extension. Let's hear from John Davidson.
Chris Kreider and our hockey club have come to terms on a 7-year deal. Both sides worked hard at this, Jeff Gorton and Matt Cater, along with Chris and the rest of us. There's lots of dialogue. It's gone on for a few days, and both sides are very happy with the deal we've been able to put together. There'll be more details to come out on that, as it just happened a few minutes ago.
So that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
And, it should be a joyous time. You get a guy who could be the future captain of the Rangers, extended for 7 years, but then the car accident, losing Shesterkin, really...
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little bit of the joy out of it.
But
or starch.
They're okay. And listen, it takes the starch out of thinking this team can complete a miracle run to the playoffs. And there's still a lot of work to be done, 21 games left. And listen, Georgiev has been great too. But this Shesterkin story has just been unbelievable. He's won 9 of his first 10 starts. Only 3 other goaltenders in the history of the sport have ever won 9 of their first 10 starts. He's just been unbelievable. And now with him gone for at least the next 2 weeks, that means Hank gets to play a little bit more. And maybe it takes a little bit away from them making the run. But it's not about this year anyway. I think if they get into the playoffs, it'd be gravy. But right now, the fact that they're playing better than they were last year.
They get in, he could play.
And I think he still can come in before the end of the regular season anyway. And trading Brady Shea, that kind of hurts because not only is he a good player, the Rangers lose, but you also add him to a team, one of the teams the Rangers are chasing in the Carolina Hurricanes. But they had to free up some cap space so they can keep Brendan Lemieux, so they can keep Jesper Fast, keep Tony DeAngelo. So they're going to be able to keep this team pretty much intact for next year. And I think they're going to go into next year, regardless of whether they make the playoffs or not, as a team that really can contend. I think they've done a great job with this rebuild.
Sources telling me the Rangers have signed David Ayers, and he is going to start tomorrow against the Islanders.
You have sources?
The former Zamboni driver.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm hearing.
That's incorrect. It's hockey, man.
Well, here's what it sounded like.
By me in the show.
Let's hear the play-by-play from over the weekend when a Maple Leafs minor league
Zamboni driver
checked in. No, don't do that. Checked into the game as a goaltender for Carolina.
Here's the emergency goaltender. Last name Ayers on the jersey. We're going to have to double check to see who it is. I am hoping.
Trying to look at the mask.
Almost looks like a Toronto Marley mask, yeah. Doesn't it?
No. How did he know
I
that?
Would just say that I hope. He was in the Platinum Lounge for the first period and a half.
That call, of course, from Sportsnet 590, the Fan in Toronto, the play-by-play call.
Yeah, Joe Bowen does the play-by-play, and he's the one that said that looks like a Marley's mask. He's the Maple Leafs play-by-play, so he certainly would know.
What is the what's the logo for the Marlies? It interests me.
You think it's Bob?
No, what is a Marley? I don't know.
Good question. Look this up immediately.
How do you spell Marlies?
M-A-R-L-I-N-S.
What?
Marlins?
M-A-R-L-I-N-S.
Oh, it's Marlins. I thought it was a
It's the Marlies.
Well, why are you putting an N in?
Why did I put an O-E? I'm sorry. I said N.
What's wrong with him?
He said it twice, yeah. And more assuredly the second time.
Well, because I don't know what I'm doing. I told you I'm stupid. I never try to be anything more than a dumb person.
What? You should try to be more.
So it's not the Marlins. It's the Marlins.
Marlies.
With an E. Okay, what'd you see? What's the mascot?
Well, let's see. It's like the Maple Leafs.
Yeah. It's
well, Maple Leaf of Jays.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and they play at the Maple Leaf Gardens where the Leafs used to play.
Used to play, of course. Let's hear the end of play-by-play.
The mascot is Duke the Dog and Pup the Dog.
I love those dogs.
Yeah.
Let's hear the play-by-play from our good friend Mike Breen, Lakers-Celtics, yesterday afternoon on ABC.
James cutting. Good ball to eye from Jaylen Brown. James gets it, though. Isolated with Brown. Backs in. Falling away. Got it! LeBron James gives the Lakers a one-point lead.
Hall of Fame call.
He does a great job. Here's the call from Joe Tessitore, the ESPN Plus pay-per-view of Fury beating Wilder by TKO.
Wilder just coasting back into that neutral corner, and now Fury's looking to split the guard as Wilder's in bad shape. This the fight is over.
Well,
there was steppage there.
Yeah, was that steppage?
Yeah. Oh, stompage. That was steppage, stompage.
Now, let me ask you this, Peter.
Go ahead.
Because you're a radio guy and a boxing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a TV guy.
Do we not have radio in boxing because they feel that right. would hurt the pay-per-view
yes.
buys?
Yes.
Or nobody wants to spend the money for the rights to it? Because I think that'd be an excellent product on radio.
It's a great point out of you, Don. I feel the same way. I think it'd be tremendous to have radio calls of boxing. I would love to have that happen. I just think that over the years.
Are you intimating that you could do boxing blow by blow on radio?
Why couldn't I?
Just asking.
I would love, it would be a dream come true.
Really?
Yeah. That was like my grandfather, all the stories of boxing in my household, my grandfather talking about listening on the radio.
But you've told me about distinctly different dreams off the air that you have.
What kind of dreams?
I'd rather not say, but this, I never heard this being a dream come true for you.
Well, I love radio play-by-play of all sports.
Okay.
I have to be realistic about what those opportunities are going to be.
Bang, boxing bang! That could be your call when they get knocked down.
Peter bang, and I bang! Should be doing the Guardians, let's be honest.
It should have happened.
Taking the TV simulcast on 1050, we should be doing it.
Football! Football!
Now, there's an availability issue for me, but not for Peter.
No, and by the way, but here's the hard part, Don. You realize that if we do that, I have to be play-by-play, and you have to be color. Because you know more about actual X's and O's than I do. So I'd be play-by-play, and I'd look to you to be the color.
Well, because of my availability issue, then it should be you doing play-by-play, and we hire, like, Greg Buttle. He already is on Buttle or Canty.
Ooh, me and Canty. Tremendous call. Buttle, too. Very good stuff. Anyways, I don't know the business behind why it's never happened in the past, but
what Don said.
They
want, the only way that you can get anything is to pay for it.
Yeah, that has to be what it was, that once the pay-per-view model took over, that was the end.
Although, you told me the story, I believe. Ollie Frazier won. That was a, you know, you had to go to theaters to pay for it, and it was on radio.
But there was still a radio call. That's correct. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday evening. Thank you, Don. Thank you.
That was really enjoyable.
I appreciate it.
Measuring hands.
Anthony Greek of Yes, our producer on that side, said the team is named after the former Toronto Marlboros, a junior hockey team that played in Toronto from 04 to 89. The last 62 years of that time under common ownership with the Leafs.
Oh, I'd also like to make an apology for something that happened earlier in ENN. I referred to the gentleman who played for the Hurricanes as a Zamboni driver. He's a Zamboni operator who also drives the Zamboni.
And also, it's not Zamboni, it's ice resurfacing machine.
You know what?
It's just like it's gelatin.
Start the music again.
Not all gelatin is Jell-O.
I'd also like to apologize for using the term Zamboni, a dated term. It is an ice resurfacing machine.
Knicks against the Rockets tonight. Elfrid Payton out, as is Frank Ntilikina.
Why?
So Dennis Smith Jr. will probably get a lot of play. It's going to be interesting. At the Kobe Memorial today, was James Harden.
Games in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
He'll get there.
Oh, yeah, he'll get there. Will he be tired?
Well, will it affect the
And Westbrook
the wins
was
and
with
losses?
Him.
Oh, they're both there.
Russell Westbrook was with him.
Was so also long, there.
Yeah. Then why don't you just throw a lot of money at the Knicks tonight? What's the number?
Yeah, show us some.
I would never bet.
Mel over the weekend?
Yeah, 32.
Doing it again.
1-800-919-3776. Let's take it up to 7 o'clock. A very short edition. An RJ Hands edition of Carlin coming up at 7 as we lead you right into the Knicks pregame show. It's Kayla Greco Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.